Where does tech fit on the president's agenda?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Who is that sitting over near First Lady Michelle Obama tonight at the President's State of the Union address? Word is it's going to be Apple CEO Tim Cook. The State of the Union speech will no doubt address jobs and immigration reform, but how high a priority does the administration place on innovation and technology?
We have a president who is incredibly passionate about the power of technology innovation to improve government.
White House Chief Technology Officer Todd Park. When we spoke with him the other day, he said the government is already working to attract tech entrepreneurs.
I've actually found a lot of people in government who are very entrepreneurial, who are extremely mission-oriented, brass-knuckled, and want to get things done. What we've actually also found is that it's incredibly beneficial to bring people in from outside government to complement the people that we've got to deliver even better results.
On Thursday, the president will take some of his State of the Union ideas and do a Google Plus online hangout, 4:50 in the afternoon Eastern Time. The online video Q&A will be town hall style, but the questions will be curated, or if you prefer, vetted. Some politicians have become leery of the free-for-alls that can happen in other online formats.